Good morning. A bitter cold start to the day across interior New York and New England. Despite clear skies, temperatures have dropped back to between 0 and 10 below in most locations, and with a gusty wind at times over 15 to 20 miles per hour, wind chill values largely between 15 and 30 below zero, with some wind chills as low as 40 below. As we get into the day today, not much relief. The wind will relax a bit, but temperatures will only climb to between 0 and 10 above in most locations, with wind chills staying below zero. We will have sunshine throughout the afternoon. This evening, with a clear sky and diminishing winds, temperatures will drop quickly back below zero before midnight. However, with the approach of an Alberta Clipper, clouds will be on the increase and temperatures will start to climb after midnight to around 5 or 10 above by sunrise tomorrow. Clouds will be in place as that Clipper passes through tomorrow afternoon, with periods of light snow dusting the ground up to a couple of inches before sunset. High temperatures tomorrow in advance of the Clipper will be in the upper teens and lower 20s. As that Clipper hits the coast, it will intensify rapidly east of Cape Cod. The rapid intensification will keep snow going across most of the region into Saturday night. Parts of the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills will receive a couple of inches of snow, with as much as 3 to 5 inches in eastern New York and westernmost New England. Through central and western New England, as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow will fall, with even more as one heads toward the east coast. Saturday night, temperatures will drop back down into the single digits, and that's where we'll wake up Sunday morning. The snow will wind down from west to east during the day Sunday, but the wind will be even stronger, at times gusting over 40 to even 50 miles per hour across the higher terrain. Temperatures will only fall during the day on Sunday, and while we will start slightly above zero by sunset on Sunday afternoon, temperatures will be at or below zero across most of the region. The cold air will remain in place into President's Day. The wind will diminish, though, and despite lots of sunshine on Monday, highs will be only near 10 above. We'll go well below zero again on Monday night, and afternoon highs on Tuesday will reach the teens. A storm system along the East Coast will have to be watched for the midweek period next week. Right now, it looks like it might be too far to the east to bring a big snowfall to most of interior New York and New England, but we'll keep tabs on it. Highs staying in the teens on Wednesday before falling behind that storm on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, bitter cold air reaching all the way down to the deep south today. Wind chill advisories are out not only for the northeastern states, but down the spine of the Appalachians into the Smoky Mountains, where wind chill values can be as low as 10 below zero in western parts of North Carolina. Meanwhile, a blizzard watch has been issued for eastern New England, including Boston, starting tomorrow night. Another 9 to 12 inches of snow is expected in Boston, while up the coast, 12 to 16 inches of snow will add up in coastal Maine. The wind at times will gust up to 70 miles per hour along the coast, causing blowing and drifting snow and very low visibility. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility under mostly cloudy skies and fog, 22 below zero with a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, 33 below zero under mostly clear skies. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 2 below zero, the dew point 16 below, 50% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour gusting to 22 with a wind chill of 21 below zero. The barometer at 30.10 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 28 below zero at International Falls, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, breezy, and cold in the mid-teens. Boston, sunny, breezy, and cold in the teens. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and cold with highs near 10 above. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 33 degrees, the low 8, the average temperature 21, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of snow yesterday, for the month now 23.0 inches, that's 17.4 inches above normal. And 63.0 inches for the season, which is 23.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 34 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 58 set in 1900, and the record low 18 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:24 p.m. 10 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today. Highs 0 to 5 above with below zero highs in the mountains. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 5 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, bitter cold today with highs in the lower teens and wind chill values as low as 15 below. Increasing clouds tonight 0 to 5 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today, the highs around 5 above 0 and wind chills as low as 30 below. Increasing clouds tonight 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, bitter cold today with highs near 10 above and wind chills as low as 20 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 0. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today, with highs 5 to 10 above and wind chill values as low as 25 below. Increasing clouds tonight with lows 0 to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, some light snow around with highs near 20. A steadier snow Saturday night and Sunday morning with several inches possible in eastern New York and especially in New England. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the morning, 5 to 10 above, then temperatures will be down near 0 or below for the afternoon. It'll be very windy as well on Sunday, and that will last into Sunday night. Mostly sunny and very cold Monday, 10 above. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Tuesday in the mid-teens. A chance of snow Wednesday back into the upper teens, and more Arctic air with highs in the single digits above 0, despite mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.